There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Pump it up.
Anyone else beyond excited that today is the last day of January?
Yes! I could cry. I'm so excited.
Enough is enough already. Happy Friday, you guys. It speaks my mornings. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy.
Cheers, everybody.
Let's get after it.
Oh, yeah. Ah, okay.
Yesterday on the show, Owen called us up, put himself on blast for whatever reason. Most likely he was drunk. He called in for our segment, There I Said It. And he admitted to basically lying to his girlfriend. Yep. I don't know why he thought this was a good idea.
He really sent it, though. We got to commend him for committing to the bit.
So he promised her he would do dry January with her. But instead, he told us he's been drinking behind her back almost every day this month.
It's really bad.
It's a lot. That's a lot of days. 31 days.
Yeah.
If you missed it, here's a clip of the call from yesterday with our new friend, Owen.
My There I Said It is, I think dry January is ridiculous. And even though I have been pretending to do it all month with my girlfriend, I have actually been drinking the entire time.
Oh,
it sounded like he was drinking right then and there. So Breezy and I ask him, are you worried about the repercussions if your girlfriend were to hear this?
Right.
Well, turns out Breezy and I get a call from this girl, Alyssa, a little while ago. We're like, would you mind calling us back? Which she agreed to do. She would not tell us who she is, but wants to comment on the call with Owen from yesterday. And from what Breezy and I have gathered, we think she may be his girlfriend.
Which is
not positive.
Which is so tough.
Let me get her on with us. Hi, Alyssa, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, good morning to you guys too.
Alyssa, are you or are you not Owen's girlfriend?
Well, that's debatable. Yes, I am Owen's girlfriend.
Okay, you are. Okay.
She goes, it's a toss-up at this point, truly.
Okay, so you heard the call yesterday or you did not? Tell us what's going on.
Well, I didn't hear it, but I get a phone call yesterday from my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm at work, and he tells me that Owen is on the air saying he's been drinking all month and lying to me about it.
Yep. That did happen. Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
And
why do you think he? I'll let you finish. I'm just so curious. So is Breezy on why he decided to come on and put himself on blast.
That was wild.
He had one day to go.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he'd been drinking. I don't know.
Right.
Like, what's, you know, I'm just so disgusted that he just like brushed it off and made it sound like it's no big deal. I was mortified.
Right.
And I just think it was disgusting. I'm like so turned off right now. I don't trust him anymore. And You know, I mean, it's not that hard to support your partner. If you can't support your partner in something as small as not drinking for 30 days, then, like, you're clearly not relationship material and definitely not marriage material.
Right.
So where do we go from here? Is the sun setting on this relationship?
I mean, you know, I have no idea right now, but I feel like at this point, everything's in question.
Right.
You know, because it comes down to this huge lack of respect. It's not like I put a gun to his head to make him do this.
Correct.
He said he would support me. He volunteered and said that he would do this.
Right.
And then he comes on the radio and tells people that I'm being annoying and bugging him. I mean, it's so gross.
Right. I thought the same thing, Alyssa.
Was your brother pissed when he heard this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was almost pissed at me.
Why?
Just because he's like, don't, like.
Why are you dating this person?
Yeah.
Like,
tell me you're not going to stay with him,
right,
you know?
Right.
How long have you guys been together, you and Owen?
It's been almost a year and a half at this point.
That's a pretty substantial amount of time, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good chunk of time to figure out whether or not, hey, is this marriage material? Is this someone I'm going to end up with in the long run?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've definitely been talking about moving in together, and we've been kind of, I've met his family. We've been talking about the future, so, I mean, yeah.
What would he have to do moving forward in order for you to forgive him and give this a second shot?
I mean, I think if I talk to him about this, and if he understands how disrespectful it was, like, you know, if he'll own it and take it. But I don't know. It's just, of course, I didn't hear this segment, but the way my brother was talking when he told me about it was just that it was completely rude and disrespectful and sort of blasé, like, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Alyssa, I would say we could send it to you, but I think that'd be the nail in the coffin, so I'm going to choose not to guide you to the podcast.
Well, it's there for anyone if they want to listen to it. But so you're basically saying you have not spoke to him about this at all?
We haven't had time to, like, sit down and have a really good conversation. But I mentioned it to him, and I was trying to stay cool about it. But like, hey, did you, you know, just to confirm, like, did this happen?
Yeah.
And he just kind of blew it off. You know, he's like, it's no big deal, babe. It's just like a radio gag.
Yeah.
Nothing. Don't get kind of gaslighty, you know, like, don't get sensitive. You know,
don't get sensitive.
And just so you know, Owen is not a paid employee here, so there's no reason for him to be doing bits. You know what I mean? So I'm so confused by that.
Yeah. Was there like any incentive? Like,
no, we don't even know this man. He just texted in for There I Said It, a daily segment that we do. So,
We asked if he'd call. We were basically interested in the details, and he spilled them. No problem. So I'm so sorry, Alyssa. Mm-hmm. I hope you're not mad at us. We, you know, we just gave him a platform, and he ran with it.
Yeah. No, I get it. You know, in a way, I'm kind of glad I found this out.
Right.
You know, I've been having, you know, just some questions, just a little questioning in the relationship.
Yeah.
But, and this kind of gives me some clarity. So,
Listen, best of luck. Sorry that happened. And I appreciate you calling in and coming on with us, which is unexpected, but happy you did it.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
I hope you have a good weekend.
No, all right. You too.
Thanks, Alyssa.
All right, guys. Yeah. Bye.
Yikers.
What do you think's going to happen, Owen?
I don't see this lasting very long. Honestly, I don't see them working it out, which I feel bad about that we played a role in that, but like, you revealed your cards, Owen.
You can't feel bad about that. Chrissy says, why do men lie about stupid stuff? I heard this call yesterday at work, and my coworkers feel bad for Alyssa. Tell her to get rid of this Owen guy. He clearly has a drinking problem.
Right. Yeah, it's...
We don't know that. He may.
We
said he likes to party.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. He's got his own flask that he likes to bring to work with him.
So, again, we don't know that. This is all alleged.
Speculation.
But...
Ricky's texting in. This dude has one day left of dry January, and he couldn't hold out. If Alyssa's looking for a rebound, tell her to hit me up. I don't have a job right now, so I got plenty of time to hang out. Oh, yeah, that sounds really nice.
Right.
Alyssa, you hear that? Slicky Ricky is looking for someone to take him to lunch. Bring your wallet, because chances are he's not paying.
Honestly, we love an ambitious king. Shoot for the stars.